In Southern California, the settlement of a long-running legal battle over beach access is being called a major victory for the public. Late last week, entertainment mogul David Geffen agreed to unlock the gate to a beach path that runs alongside his exclusive home in Malibu. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the people who fought to open the gate say other homeowners are now on notice that California's beaches belong to everyone.
Driving along California's Pacific Coast Highway, Steve Hoy of the group Access for All says it always irks him to read the sign as he enters Malibu, touting the city's 27 miles of scenic beauty.
There's approximately 7 miles of those 27 miles that are actually accessible to the public. So that's 20 miles of inaccessible scenic beauty.
As of last week, he says you can add 4.5 more miles to that accessible beauty. That's when Hoy received the key to the 2 8-foot-tall white gates opening the pathway through David Geffen's Malibu home to Carbon Beach.
It fits?
Absolutely.
Standing on this stretch of sand, Hoy says the closest access point used to be about a mile away. He says only those able to walk the distance could use the beach.
It's just that my granny couldn't, disabled folks can't, families can't, people who are actually taking, you know, their coolers and their beach towels and stuff can't. We want to make it easy for people to actually enjoy what is essentially their land.
Geffen had promised to provide public access to the beach after the California Coastal Commission gave him permits to build his sprawling beachfront home. Instead, he installed wooden gates with locks and a security camera. In a settlement reached last week, Geffen opened the pathway and agreed to pay the state more than $300,000. Geffen's spokesman Andy Spahn wouldn't comment on the deal. But Peter Douglas, executive director of the California Coastal Commission, says the settlement should put other homeowners on notice.
Really sends a strong signal that the Coastal Commission is serious about fighting for public rights of access. And we're going to go as far as we need to go to preserve those rights for the public.
The Coastal Commission is currently battling over another exclusive stretch of Malibu Beach, home to movie stars like Goldie Hawn and Dustin Hoffman. Homeowners there hired private security guards to keep the public off of what residents consider private areas. But Shirley Borofsky, mayor of Malibu, says it's not fair to portray the town as unfriendly to beachgoers. Next to her house, she says there are plenty of open pathways.
And we have no problem with the public, mostly because the public doesn't use them. The public wants bathroom facilities, they want a lifeguard, they want a beach experience that's safe.
The mayor says that's the problem with a lot of Malibu beaches. Most of it is long stretches of sand with no amenities. She says instead of spending $30,000 a year to maintain unused public pathways, that money could be spent buying more beaches. And beyond the fight in Malibu, critics are lining up against the state's Coastal Commission, charging that the governing body is erratic, unfair, and is too political. Currently, the commission is the target of a property owner's lawsuit challenging its authority and hundreds of past permit denials. Activist Steve Hoy says he's confident the Supreme Court will side with the commission, and hopes both sides in the Malibu sand wars can, as he puts it, just chill.
These homeowners aren't going away. We're going to have to learn to live together. And I think people can do it.
Because he says the public won't go away either. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.